Good afternoon. You're listening to Tips for Healthy Living on KTNA Talkeetna. I'm your host, Holly Stinson, and with me today, live in the studio, is Keith Kehoe from a physician's assistant at Sunshine Community Health Center. At least I think he's alive.
Yes, yes.
Welcome,
Keith. How you doing, Holly?
I'm just finer than a frog's hair on this midsummer day, to borrow from a local long-timer who always says that.
Who said that?
Johnny Baker always says, finer than a frog's hair. Yeah.
Very
Speaking
good.
Of frogs, we don't have any frogs in the area to infect us, do we?
No, we don't have any frog. Well, we have one frog, but it doesn't give problems, I don't think.
Good. So. No toads, no.
Well, I know a couple toads. But, I don't know if they're really toads or not.
Well, what are you seeing a lot of at the clinic this summer?
Well, we got a couple things coming up at the clinic that I want to
make
sure we
know.
Okay. So there's
yep.
the community picnic, which is on August 12th.
Oh.
That's going to be activities, food, music, health information. So I think that'll be that was fun last year. Then there's going to be a back-to-school family clinic, which a day on August 2nd in Talkeetna. And then August 7th in Willow. So we're trying to get the kids ready for school. There's going to be a clinic which is focused on giving dental screening, getting them signed up for WIC, immunizations. It's all free. There's going to be free backpacks and free haircuts, which I thought was really cool.
Oh, that is great. We're going to spiff them all up before
exactly.
they start going to school.
They're looking pretty fine.
So when you say for kids, is this kindergarten or first grade? Is
it's kids of all ages. You're trying to the school age kind of things.
School age kids. Yeah.
We're trying to get to the last minute immunizations, physical exams, so they could do all their sports and activities, and just get them up to speed.
Wow, do they have to make appointments for that, or is it just
they do?
Very
good point. Please make an appointment.
I can visualize the line out the door it's just walk-ins.
I might be in line for a haircut myself, so who knows.
Well, you could take a continuing ed class and say, I'm a student.
But let's see, at the clinic, we're busy like most people in town. We're seeing a lot of tourists coming through. We actually have had influenza already diagnosed. So influenza is in the community. In influenza, if we remember, I talked about it before, it travels the same route that the disease will follow the same pathway as the travelers or tourists.
Right, and yeah. So
arrive in Seward, go up to Denali Park, go down to Valdez, and all along the way. And, I mean, if you think about it, you're having 10,000 people together, there's going to be influenza that's going to be taken, and they're from all over the world.
And if just one person has it, it starts spreading and spreading. And it's what a lot of people would just commonly call the flu.
Exactly.
But influenza is the official.
It's pretty bad this year. So we want to make sure that the best way to avoid it is washing your hands, cover your mouth when you cough, those kind of simple things. Flu shots, we try to get the flu shots out. The new flu shot's not going to be out till the fall. So it's something that we want to think about. We've also had some really interesting, and I think we've even talked about these illnesses before, of things that happen with allergies, all sorts of allergies, where people that had no allergies in the past are now having itchy eyes, watery nose, sinus congestion, feels like sinus infection kind of things. We're seeing also a lot of plant allergies, so a lot of what's called contact dermatitis from anything from cow parsnip, which is wild pushki. Mm-hmm. It's in bloom right now and it gives off a lot of pollen. People are having problems with pollen, but also you can get that contact dermatitis.
Right. If you touch it, then you're swollen, red, itchy.
It's real. It's one of those really interesting rashes. It's photoactivated. So you can get it on an overcast day like now and, get the wild celery out of the backyard, and then the sun breaks out later in the afternoon, and then all of a sudden you get this big, big, itchy rash.
Wow.
And it's pretty impressive. So that's usually just treated with topical steroids like cortisone, hydrocortisone creams, and also.
And so, if you were working in the yard clearing it out, and it was a cloudy day, and the sun never came out, you might never get that.
You might not. It does have to be photoactivated,
uh-huh.
which I thought was really interesting. And it's something that, again, like any kind of allergen, you want to try to identify it and stay away from it. And with this one also, antihistamine, so Benadryl, Zyrtec, and they have some really good over-the-counter antihistamines right now. That it's the same thing that we have at the clinic, and it works really well.
Really well to get. And is the topical Benadryl of any benefit at all? Or
you know, I talked to dermatologists, and they're not really a big fan of it because you can get this sort of allergic reaction to the Benadryl.
Oh.
So it's something
that complicate things.
I'm more of a fan of oral Benadryl, like the antihistamine tablet.
Okay.
Or going to like a steroid cream kind of
okay.
thing.
Okay. Okay.
And I think the most important thing, especially with wild celery, is to wash off. So get rid of that allergen off your skin, soap and water, you know, vigorous or copious amounts of irrigation, trying to get that allergen off your skin. So we've seen that. Another one, which I'm hearing intermittent reports of swimmer's itch. And we talked about this, I think, a couple years ago, swimmer's itch, and it's a summer thing. It's usually around the shoreline. We've been hearing it happening at a couple of the swimming lakes here in Talkeetna. It's usually a lake where there's not a lot of flowing water.
Okay.
And
so it's not really creeks, rivers that you're talking about.
Not typically.
It's more lakes.
Yeah, because it's sort of an interesting, it's part of the life cycle where these little flukes or what's called non-human schistosomes will be floating around the water and they come in contact with our skin. Basically, it's between the snails and the water birds, which are typically there's a higher incidence with grebes. And I had someone explain to me why it's the redneck grebes. I think it's specifically because they really munch on the snails. But there's that, they're part of the life cycle. So these little schistosomes are released in the water. They stay along the edge of the water. And so when you come in contact with it, they come in contact with the skin, then we get this very itchy, itchy rash, usually right after coming in contact with the water. So the best thing to do with that is avoid it. So ways to avoid it is swim in the middle of the lake. Because this is, again,
row out there and jump in. Take the raft.
You can easily avoid it that way.
Uh-huh.
And it's also a way of avoiding leeches, which is we're also having people have leeches, which are right along the water's edge, too, because they're usually attached to some kind of rock or plant or stem or something that's in the water. So we've had some interesting things sort of present at the clinic, and I'm hearing anecdotally out in the community. But leeches, they never hurt.
I was just going to ask that,
they never
Keith.
Hurt.
Do they really do anything to? They're just gross.
People have the gross factor attached to it, and if it's sort of blood engorged, they get a small little cap full of your blood, and they have a little anticoagulant. So if you break it off of your skin, it will just weep a little bit. But it's not going to hurt you at all.
Okay.
And it's even used in the medical world.
Is it really?
Leeches, yeah.
I mean, it
is.
Was
it
in
is,
those
yeah.
old fiction books about, bloodletting,
yes,
leeches.
Yeah.
But it is.
We haven't returned back to bloodletting, but we are using leeches.
Leeches.
Yes,
yeah. Okay.
So those are, so we had swimmer's itch, a lot of contact allergens, just basically allergies. And I think we've even had allergies so severe, we've had anaphylactic reactions presented at the clinic, and that is a life-threatening emergency.
I've heard the term anaphylactic shock.
Yes.
But what, so?
It's a huge allergic reaction to an allergen, which could be a sting of a wasp. It could be a plant allergen. It could be a food allergen. And people will get very serious, very quickly, swelling of their face, their lips, possibly their tongue. They might even have some wheezing or asthma, drop in blood pressure. It is life-threatening. And it's one of those things that when you get the allergic reaction, you can get control of the symptoms, and then the symptoms can come back like about 3-4 hours later. So you can get this rebound that, again, could be just as life-threatening.
Uh-huh.
So it's something that people typically know that they're allergic to something, like I'm allergic to bees or wasps, those kind of things. And with wasps, we have to remember that wasps can sting you numerous times. They go pow, pow, pow up your arm, so you can get 4 or 5 stings from one wasp.
Uh-huh.
And it could be pretty severe. When any contact of any allergen, whether it be a bee sting, a wild pushki or wild celery, or even like we talked about swimmer's itch, when you're in contact with allergen, your body recognizes that allergen and releases histamine in your body. So the most important thing is to take an antihistamine. So antihistamines are your Benadryls, your Allegra, your Zyrtec, those kinds of things.
Because you're trying to minimize the histamine release.
Exactly. Stop that release.
Because the histamines are releasing to... in response, for whatever reason, and you don't want that. Is that where you get into this danger zone?
When you have an allergic reaction, you have this. It's almost like a 20-step reaction, and one of the things that happens is your mast cells, which circulate in your body, and it gets in a little bit more science. But those mast cells break down, and they just dump histamine all over our body, and what that means is you get this real itchy rash. You know, where people will call wheals or urticaria. And it could be a very precipitous thing happening from there. Sometimes it stops right there, just a little itchy rash, no problem. Some people feel a little something in their tongue, no problem, goes away. But there are some people that have a life-threatening, you know, emergency. So it's something we want to stay in contact with, not literally, but we want to know, have that history. And again, with any allergy, the best thing to do is identify the allergen, stay away from it. If you can't stay away from it, aggressively go after it or come to the clinic and be seen for it.
If you start, you know, if you don't know you're allergic, you get swimmer's itch or get stung by a wasp or something. So if it's just swelling in the place where it's identified on your skin, you can try and treat it.
Yes,
but what if you start this wheezing or your tongue swelling, and it's never happened to you before?
It's a 911 call. Do you have time?
Oh, okay. I was going to say, do you have time to get to the clinic?
Yeah.
It's 911. And is there anything someone with you can do without that training? If you have Benadryl try to pop an antihistamine. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people know they're allergic, so sometimes they have an EpiPen.
Uh-huh.
So assisting them in finding that EpiPen. But
would be scary is if it's never happened to you before.
And it happens quickly.
And
this is something that I think there's one or two people that died in Wasilla last year, the same thing. They had an allergic reaction to the point of they could not breathe. They died. And one was en route to the hospital. And so it's very serious.
Yeah.
It's basically the thing I tell people is you need to be purposefully doing something to turn that reaction around. Because it just doesn't go away sometimes. It keeps on getting worse and worse. And I have nothing better to say than 911 call or get to the clinic. And if you show up at the front door of the clinic, everyone's going to stop what they're doing and turn that around. It's really scary.
Oh, well, it certainly sounds like it, Keith, if you can die from it.
There's a small, it only affects a small population, but it's life-changing if it happens. So you want to be really aggressively all over it and prepared for it and thinking of it and all these kind of things when you're going out in the backcountry.
Okay.
And just precaution could be the best thing to treat it, is just to prevent it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like most things.
So, long sleeves, jump out into the middle of the lake.
jump out of the lake. And apply steroid cream right before you jump in the lake. No, I'm kidding. I mean, if you're going to be around plants or something like that, putting on a pair of rain pants or your rain gear, that's a barrier.
Yeah.
It's a nice barrier.
Gloves.
You know? Gloves, a hat.
Hats.
A hood.
Yeah.
So you can get into a situation where you can sort of prevent it from getting pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
So it's out there, but I think overall it's been a really good summer. It's been a little bit chillier than most, but...
So it's easier to wear those long pants.
Yes, exactly.
But people are still swimming and getting swimmer's itch.
Exactly. Huh? The waters are still very nice to swim in, so just be safe.
Okay. Well, Keith, you, as always, have been a wealth of information and scared us a little bit about anaphylactic shock, but hopefully people will take all of these allergies seriously and... you've helped out greatly on figuring out what we should do about them.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming in. I've been visiting today with Keith Kehoe, Physician's Assistant at Sunshine Community Health Center. I'm Holly Stinson. This has been Tips for Healthy Living. Have a healthy, safe weekend. Thanks, Keith.
Thanks, Holly.